Gas Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In verse 4 of 2 Samuel 9, it says, "And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodebar." Machir, interesting name. That name means to tumble in ruins, to perish. The word Machir, to tumble in ruins, to perish, to be brought low, to decay. And of course, we know the word Lodebar means without pastures, to be barren, a desert place. Number 6 is grace will work in all kinds of circumstances. It doesn't matter what your situation is, what your set of circumstances are, grace will work. It doesn't matter where you are right now. See, God doesn't care what you are in right now. God just wants to know where you are. Amen. It doesn't matter what your battle looks like. It doesn't matter how deep you're into it. God doesn't matter. That doesn't concern grace. Grace just says, where are you? I want to locate you. It doesn't matter how deep you're in, how wrong you've been, how confused you are, what you don't have. I just want to locate you. God just want to locate you where you are. Amen. Just like you are. That's grace. That's the power of restoration. No matter how far you've drifted, no matter how bad a situation has become, no matter how many challenges lie ahead of you, no matter how bad you may feel about yourself, no matter what went on and how hurt you are, God says, none of these things matter to me as much as just where are you? But Lord, you know there are people today that won't come to church because the enemy has deceived them into such a measure of shame that they don't feel worthy. They feel shame to show their face among God's people. What a lie and a deception from the devil. Because see, God is only concerned. He's not concerned with what you've done. You understand? He's able to heal that. He's able to deal with that. Amen. He's concerned with where you are. David sent for Mephibosheth, and you know the story. He came, and he thought that David was about to have him beheaded because that was the custom. Anyone of another hierarchy, when they were discovered, they were beheaded, but because of covenant. Come on, we all in here deserved to die. Amen. We deserved the worst, but because of covenant, when God found us, see, we didn't find the Lord found us. Come on, it's not when you got saved, it's when the Lord saved you. You know, when I found the Lord, no, you didn't find him, he found you. He never was lost. You was the one lost. And he found you. Evangelistically, he found you. It might not have been a person that found you, but the Spirit of God began to arrest you, begin to deal with you, begin to trouble you. And while he troubled you, he put things in your pathway, people in your pathway, circumstances in your pathway. Stopped the devil and made him behave for a while. Give you some space to do what? Make a decision. God didn't decide for you. He just brought you to a place where you could decide. So we see here, grace begins with David. Grace begins with God. In this story, grace began with David. We see, too, that grace has no favorites. We see also that grace is based upon covenant. We all do know that we are heirs of a covenant. Is that right? See, the principle in this story in the Old Covenant is a principle of grace. That's sheer grace. It started with David, had nothing to do with Mephibosheth, is that Mephibosheth was an heir of a covenant. And therefore, he was able to eat at the king's table, to enjoy all the pleasantries and the hospitality of the palace because of a covenant that someone wrought with David. He had nothing to do with anything. And so it is in the New Testament. What we want to be careful of in our new covenant fellowship is we don't want to mingle old covenant works with new covenant grace. You know, working for it a little bit and then getting a little bit of it by grace. You frustrate grace. You frustrate the grace of God when you try to work for it. Or when you know, it's not that we don't work. We labor. But what do we labor for? We labor to enter into his rest. What is that? That means you cease from your labor. So the labor is not the reward. The labor is to get to the place where I cease from laboring. Where I'm not laboring in my flesh or in a carnal manner. I'm resting on a finished work. Or if we can point our faith toward the finished work. When Christ died, somebody say, I died. When Christ was buried, I was buried. When Christ rose, I rose with him. And therefore, we walk today in resurrection power. I didn't say resurrection feeling. Oh, you know, the anointing, you feel the anointing. You feel God's power from time to time, but you don't always. But that don't mean that you're not in resurrection. Because you don't feel it or you don't see. Faith is our evidence. I want to touch on this before I close because I think it's vitally important for us to understand about the new covenant. God wrought a covenant with Abraham. I've been saying this, and again, I'm only saying this, repeating this because I feel the draw on my spirit to say it. But in Genesis, we read in chapter 3, the first prophetic word that God spoke concerning Christ. He said, well, we'll get that for me. We'll get that on the screen for me. Genesis 3:15. The Lord said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, speaking to the serpent or to the devil, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Enmity between the devil's seed and the woman's seed. Amen. Interesting, the woman's seed. I still stand in awe and fascination at that verse right there. The woman's seed. Women have never been seed carriers. Amen? Amen? The man carries the seed, the sperma. But here, God made reference to and pointed out to the serpent the woman's seed. The woman's seed is what's going to defeat you. That's going to destroy you, Mr. Devil. So we see that with clarity, the woman's seed. What are we talking about? Mary having a child without the seed of a man, the Christ. Now, when God made promise, it says he made promise to Abraham, to Abraham's seed, not seeds. As many, but one. You see, God has not cut covenant with men. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody gonna get this after a while. You get the tape, you'll get it after a while. God has not cut covenant with men. He cut covenant with Christ. The seed, not seeds. There are no other covenants with God in the earth. There's a covenant with hell. Religion don't have covenant with God. They ain't going nowhere. I don't care how disciplined they are, how, you know, what they do, or how large a following they have. Religion ain't going nowhere because they're not part of the seed. The seed is Christ. There's no other door. You see, God said this in Revelation. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Now, a lot of times we think that's the door of our heart. No, God the Father is standing at the door, Christ. Amen. And he's knocking. He says, anyone that will open. I mean, you can open that door from the inside. Amen. He says, we will come in. It's not through religion or joining a church or any of that stuff. Christ is the door. He's the only way. Hello, listen, don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anything mislead you. Christ is the only way. Any belief system, find out where Christ is in it. What do they believe about the Christ? Because he is the seed through which the Father cut covenant. And there's no other covenant of redemption except with Christ. I don't care how large the religion is, how many followers, again, it doesn't matter where they are, how old they are. They've been, even though they're old, they've been wrong for a long time. That's all. There's one door, one way. Listen, there are a lot of voices out there, a lot of stuff that glitters, but it ain't gold. A lot of stuff that says all roads lead to this. No, one road, one door. One seed. And we read this in Galatians. Christ is Abraham's seed. But then it goes on to say, this is the wonderful part. If ye be Christ. Well, let's read that in Galatians chapter 3. And I think I'm going to close with that. Galatians chapter 3. Now, we've established the fact that God cut the covenant, right, with Abraham. Or with Abraham's seed. If I want to get that straight. Not with man, but with a seed. The Christ. The covenant is with Christ. Abraham received by promise, not through works. And God said, I'm going to cut the covenant with his seed. In other words, Genesis, the woman's seed. All right? I want to emphasize that very strongly. Now, in chapter 3 of Galatians, we are continuing in part 37 of Mega Grace, the prevailing word of grace, part 2. We must begin to use the word of God as a conduit to affect the change in our environment. Avoid negative thoughts and words. Speak words that will penetrate the atmosphere in a positive way. Release supersonic words that will break barriers, the word of God. Be mindful of the words you release. Speak the viewpoint and nature of God. You are about to fly in a new dimension of God, so keep your spiritual seatbelt fastened as you soar to heights unheard of. Keep the word of his grace in your mouth and know that it is a finished work.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.